your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Richard Postma. Doc, you ought to write a book. I just want to say that. I know you have plenty of capital in your back pocket, but I want to say you really should write a book. You'd be doing society, at least those of us who are interested in investing and the financial implications from a technical standpoint, pardon me, of the current investing environment. Write a book. You would be doing all of us a huge, huge favor. Now, I have to say, from a fundamental standpoint, what I am seeing right now bodes very, very poorly for the economy. Inflation is starting to run rampant. People don't want to work because the Pelosi's and Schumer's and Biden's and Harris's of the world want to get them dependent on the government, and the government is now paying people more money than they can make if they actually go out and get a job. This is pretty sad, in my opinion, Doc. First of all, opine on that, if you would, and then let's get back to fundamentals of our economy.
Well, it's ironic, Al, but I think the biggest threat to our country is not external, and it's not Russia, I'll tell you. China is a threat from the standpoint of the number of people in that country and the growth of that economy. The Chinese have always put out five-year plans, and they stick to them, and we let that horse out of the barn a few years ago, and now they're not going to put it back. But the biggest threat to this country is the Democrat Party and the left. These people are without a conscience. They are without ethics.
Yep,
and
they
could care less about the middle class of this country, and they will do anything to maintain power. And that's why you're seeing them open up the border to people. That's why you're seeing them trying to make more people dependent on bigger government, because that's how they get their support and their votes. They're the party of the big money, of big tech, of Wall Street, and they're the party of the people that want something for nothing. And unfortunately, they have infiltrated into academia. They have infiltrated into our military. They have infiltrated in different entities within our country and different institutions. And frankly, they're the threat to this country. It is not an external threat that we should be concerned about.
Well, I happen to agree 100%. You know, what I'm finding to be interesting, and Eddie and everybody else, and CFS, everybody else, Larry, everybody, I want to say that what I am finding right now, and this is a very inopportune time for this to be happening to me, if I need to hire someone to do some services around my home right now, I'm not even getting calls returned anymore, which I find to be absolutely a very, very interesting comment. People aren't even returning calls anymore because they do not have to. I'm getting some major remodeling done on my bathroom right now that Kathy wanted to get done as her last action. And let me tell you, it's turning out to be absolutely a nightmare. The subcontractor that was hired by my general contractor has been working on the bathroom now since May, June, July. That's 3 months. When August rolls around, that'll be 4 months, and it doesn't look like he'll even be done by then. He doesn't have to worry about me. He's got so much work right now, he's simply cherry picking, but he's showing an awful lot about his integrity, which is virtually zero. What's happening with why the pessimistic and laissez-faire attitude among workers? It's got to be because of the government, correct?
Yeah, and you know, just as an example, Al, just recently an Arkansas judge ordered the unemployment stimulus to continue. Despite, and this is an activist judge probably put in this position by Obama in the past, and Obama did tremendous damage to this country by moving these people in positions that could affect this country. But he ordered the unemployment stimulus to continue despite Arkansas having 40,000 vacant jobs. And on the pale. And if you look at the states that have stopped these unemployment stimulus checks, they're actually seeing employment increasing, whereas the states that haven't, there's a big difference. You're just not seeing people take jobs. And until that stops, you're not going to see people looking for work that are just very happy to take money from the government for doing nothing.
It's an amazing situation that the greatest that was, which a country that was once the greatest country in the world, it's amazing what we are currently currently going through right now. You know, it's 10:20 on a Friday morning as we are recording this, you guys, and I have to tell you that it's just amazing the amount of pessimism which we are seeing right now. Now, I had a bit of a problem with the comments last week. Apparently, they were posted incorrectly. I want to say the same thing during this particular program that I said last week. I will give all of my time to addressing comments. And you know what? Venting is fine at this moment in time. I think the only way that we can look for solutions at this point is simply to say that it is the executive offices and Congress that are causing the problems right now. I happen to agree 100% with that. That is only my opinion. I don't know how long I'll be able to give that opinion, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it right now. So, Doc, to sum up what you were saying is keep our money in your back pocket in terms of investing, in terms of retirement. Be as long in cash as you possibly can. And for lack of a better terms, let's kind of, you know, wait and see in terms of the precious metals markets. And also let's kind of wait and see in terms of the conventional markets. We have less than a minute left, Doc. Did I sum up your opinions accurately?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, Al. And I'm not saying anybody should listen to my advice, but I'm just telling you what I'm doing based on what I see coming here. And you can bet that if we have a slowdown in our economy and it's significant next year, you can bet that the only answer to this anymore is more money. And it's at that point in time when that happens, that I think that once again, the precious metals will eventually do well. And I think the next move in precious metals, whenever it comes down the road, is going to be one of the biggest ones we've seen.
I got to cut it because of commercial. I agree with you 1,000%. Don't necessarily quit buying gold. Just use your discretionary money for that. Be right back with Jim McKinney.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.